I'm Joe Cazera. You're listening to KXT 91.7, and we're very glad to welcome Port O'Brien in the studio today. They began as a folk duo in California, singer-songwriters Cambria Goodwin and Van Pierzelowski, and they wrote fun, folky, and intriguing songs, mostly about the sea, and by a chance meeting of M. Ward of Bright Eyes and Monsters of Folk, who, by the way, called Port O'Brien his favorite band. They began a very busy touring and recording schedule, and the new album is called Threadbare. They're here in Dallas to perform at the House of Blues tonight. Welcome, Port O'Brien.
Thanks for having us.
So we have Van Pierzelowski. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
That's great.
Great. Sean Spellman, Ryan Stively, and Ryan Spellman.
The brothers.
The brothers, I see. Okay. So where does the name come from?
Port O'Brien is the name of a now abandoned fishing cannery on Kodiak Island in Alaska, where my parents met in the late 60s. My dad was going up there to look for work on boats after he graduated high school from L.A. And my mom had some connections to the cannery and was working in the mess hall. And in the summer of love, 1969, they met at Port O'Brien.
A great name, great name. We start us off with a song?
Yeah. This one is off our latest album, Threadbare. It's called Love Me Through.
KXT 91.7, Port O'Brien's live here in the studio today that you just heard Love Me Through from their brand new album called Threadbare. Very nice. Now, Van, you work or did work on your father's fishing boat in Alaska during the summer?
That's right. Yeah, we've always lived in a small town in California called Cambria, but every summer since I was born, I've gone up to Kodiak Island in Alaska, where my dad works in the summertime. And when I was old enough, I started being a full-time crew member, slowly but surely. And I had done that all through high school and college until just a couple of years ago, when our touring schedule became a little too relentless to provide for that. But I am trying to get back up there this summer, at least for a month, because I do miss it very much.
Because it's very easy work.
It's just, a walk in the park. Yeah. No, it's very difficult, but it's very rewarding in numerous ways.
You wrote a lot of songs on the boat too, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, I think you end up writing a lot of songs on the boat just because you have no other distractions at all. You know, there's no cell phones or internet or TV or even newspapers or anything. There's absolutely nothing. So, but I mean, the other side of that, there isn't a lot of free time. But any free time that you do get, for me anyway, since I'm not really a reader of books necessarily, I play guitar. So, just so end up spending a lot more time devoting myself to working on songs.
And the band's gone through some changes, a little bit of turnover, right? How do you pick band members?
Yeah, well, it's always kind of been like that. You know, we've been touring for 3 years, and it's hard to make a lot of money on the road, obviously. So it has to be, you have to find people who really want to do it and want to see the country and see the world. And a lot of people in bands have other bands that they want to end up focusing on, or what, you know what I mean? There's all kinds of reasons that we keep, you know, members keep coming in and coming out, but. At the core, that's kind of what Port O'Brien's always been, really, is kind of like a more loose collective of people who want to play the songs and play shows and have fun.
It sounds great. Very, very nice sound. How about another song?
Yeah. This is also off our new album, Threadbare. It's called Calm Me Down. And on the recording, there's like a whole nother half to this song that it ends in like this string-laden, like 3.5-minute outro, but we won't do that. We're just gonna play the first section of the song.
Right.
Can't tell my friends to
Port O'Brien, live here in the studio at KXT 91.7. That song is Calm Me Down from Threadbare, the brand new album. I got to point out, the people who can't see right now anyway, this will be on the web, but Sean, percussionist Sean, was playing the broom.
That's Ryan.
Ryan, I'm sorry, Ryan. Ryan, you were playing the, actually playing the, sweeping the broom on the floor, and it's mic'd and everything. That's very interesting. Very interesting use of percussion.
Thank you.
Very nice. I don't know if there's anybody's ever used it before.
Neil Young. Well, not but his drummer did.
Oh, okay. So talk a bit about the writing on Threadbare, how it's different from the other albums.
I think for Threadbare, the fundamental difference, or one of the main differences, was that I wasn't in Alaska, and neither was Cambria, my songwriting partner. She also worked up in Alaska in the cannery baking. And so for our first record, all we could do was sing. A lot of the songs on there were written up there, about there, just very involved in that lifestyle and the way that that life, compared to living in Oakland, California at the time, kind of conflicted and contrasted with each other. Whereas Threadbare, we hadn't been there in a while. And so instead we took our cues inspiration-wise from things that were going on more personally in our lives. Yeah, I'd say that'd probably be the main difference.
So what are your influences?
Musically speaking, yeah. I mean, I think we all have kind of different influences. Neil Young is a big influence, of course. The old Modest Mouse records, something that I've listened to since high school and really got me into playing different kinds of music other than like punk rock. yeah, more contemporary stuff. Really like the Paper Cuts. Jason is in the Paper Cuts. He recorded our last couple of records. The new Beach House record is probably my favorite record of the year so far. Yeah.
And what is the Pan American Sessions?
Pan American Sessions, we're done with Jason, actually, with the Paper Cuts, and it's four of the songs off Threadbare. We ended up re-recording in L.A. at a different studio, but we had full versions done that we were happy with, that we did at Pan American, which is his studio. And that EP we released about a couple months ago, just to for $4 to benefit Doctors Without Borders for Haiti.
Excellent. How about one more song?
Yeah. This next song is again off Threadbare. It's called My Will Is Good.
Every other time,
And all these thoughts came back to you this time of
Fort O'Brien live here in the studio at KXT 91.7, and My Will Is Good from the brand new album Threadbare. Very, very nice.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. You actually had your van broken into, your tour van broken into in Portland.
That's right. That was actually on the last tour, but we did indeed. It was fairly traumatic, although all of our gear pretty much was in the trailer, which they didn't get into. So
bummer.
Yeah.
Fort O'Brien was our guest live in the studio. They'll be at the House of Blues tonight at 8 o'clock, tomorrow night at Warehouse Live in Houston, and Friday and Saturday night at the Parish in Austin, Texas. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks for having us.
You can always get live performance information at kxt.org on the Concerts and Events page. I'm Joe Cazera. This is KXT 91.7 Music to the Core.